Okay, so this morning I would just like to give a little bit of a review and a summary of the instructions. So we began the retreat, we began with the instructions to bring attention to the contact of the body with the ground. Just bringing the attention to where the body is touching the ground, either in the seat, in the legs, or both, and being aware of the experience of the body, so noticing the sensations in the body, also being aware of how the ground feels at that point of contact, and if possible, being aware of how the body and the ground affect one another, being aware of the interaction in that contact. In bringing the attention to this contact with the ground, allowing the body to settle into the sitting posture and allowing the awareness to settle. As you feel grounded and settled and centered, then allowing the awareness to expand to the whole body. So if you don't feel settled and grounded, then you just continue to keep the attention with that contact. As you feel settled and grounded, then allowing the awareness to expand to the whole body and simply being aware of the experience of the body sitting. So it's not looking for anything in particular. It's not supposed to feel any particular way, but just to see how it is. To notice how the posture is. Is the body upright, or does it feel like it's falling over? Noticing if the body feels comfortable or uncomfortable. Is it pleasant or unpleasant? Are there any particular sensations or particular parts of the body that stand out? Does the body feel warm or cool? Just really connecting with the overall experience, the whole experience of the body just sitting. And it's quite an effortless thing. It doesn't take a lot of effort. It's not so much looking for what the experience is or trying to find it, but more just having the awareness open so that the experience can come. And just whatever sensations of the body, whatever experience of the body shows, that's what you give attention to. And then, as another way of exploring the whole body, we presented the body scan. So in the body scan, bringing the attention to the top of the head, and then just slowly, gradually, steadily moving the attention downward through the body. When you get to the feet, slowly moving the attention back up through the body. And this provides a form or a technique for really exploring the whole body, not just sitting with openness, not just waiting for something to come, but moving the attention through the body and just seeing what the sensations are in all the parts of the body. With either of these, whether you're sitting just with the whole body or whether you're doing the body scan, at any time if there's a sense of being lost or being overwhelmed or if it feels like it's too much or if you're not sure what to do, then you come back to the grounding, come back to the contact of the body with the ground. And we can always use that as a place to bring the attention, to bring the awareness back to rest. Okay, so anytime when there's any doubt or uncertainty or feeling lost, just come back to the ground and start again. So in all of this, we're giving attention to body. We're being mindful of the body experience. So grounding, opening to the whole body, body scan. And then if there's a sense of being settled with the body, of not really being distracted a lot and not really having to struggle to stay with the body, then just to see if you can notice the experience of the breathing. And sometimes we notice the breathing at the nostrils, sometimes in the chest, sometimes in the abdomen, sometimes you may notice it somewhere else. So if you notice the breath experience, then let the attention come to that and just take the experience of the breath as the main object for attention. Letting the awareness come to rest with that experience. And when the attention goes to something else, when it goes to thoughts, or when it goes to other body sensations, or when it goes to sounds, just to notice that and to come back to the breath. Okay, if you're not feeling settled with the breath, or if there isn't an awareness of the breath, then not to struggle to try and find it, but simply to come again to the whole body, or to come back to the grounding. So these are the different forms that we have for bringing mindfulness to the body. Okay, grounding, the whole body, the awareness of the body just sitting, the body scan, and the breath. And as we suggested, in any one sitting period, not to be jumping around doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but to really, as much as possible, have one form as the main focus. Okay, so you may spend a whole period just being grounded. Or you may spend a whole period just with the openness of the whole body. Or you may spend a whole period with just the breath. Or just doing the body scan. But with that, always remembering, if you're not sure, if you get lost, come back to the grounding. And then we talked about hearing. And again with the hearing, with the sounds, it's not that in the sitting we start trying to find sounds or start looking for sounds, but in the giving attention to the body, if a sound comes to the attention and really stands out, if a sound is really standing out, then just allow the awareness to stay with that. Just stay with the hearing of the sound as much as possible, letting go of any names or labels or descriptions or images, and just be with the hearing. And as the sound changes or passes away, or if something else comes to attention and replaces the sound, then at that point, coming back to the body. And then we spoke a little bit about mindfulness of the mind, of mind states. And we can apply this also to emotions and to thoughts. So again, giving attention to the body, the awareness resting with the body, if activity of mind comes to the attention and really becomes the outstanding thing. Okay, so if just a thought comes, just to notice that and then come back to the body. If a mind state shows, for example, if tiredness shows, just to notice that and as much as possible coming back to the body. But if something of the mind is showing, and it seems to be stronger, then not just to notice it and come back to the body, but to notice it, and it can be helpful to kind of identify what it is. So not going into any stories, but just to notice, is this remembering, or is it planning, or is it worrying, or is it fear, or is it anger, or is it just thinking? Is it daydreaming? Just to notice what's happening, what's actually happening, not the story, but what's actually happening in the mind. And then come back to the body and see if you can feel that in the body. Okay, so bring the attention back to the body and just to notice if you can feel that fear in the body. Or can you feel the anger in the body? Or can you feel the tiredness in the body? Or can you feel restlessness in the body? So that the body continues to be the main focus of the attention, but through the body, experiencing the state of the mind. And again, if it seems like too much, or if you get lost or confused, come back to the contact with the ground. Okay, so in the meditation, in the sitting, what I suggest again is keep it as simple as possible. Okay, not trying to do everything. Don't have to do everything. It's like when we're building something, if we're building a house, we have hammers and saws and drills and screwdrivers and all kinds of different tools. And sometimes it's best to use the hammer. Sometimes it's best to use the saw. Sometimes it's best to use the screwdriver. So different tools are the best tool at different times. And it's the same with the meditation techniques. It's not that one is better than the other or more advanced than the other, but at different times, different techniques will be of more value. And so having a familiarity with all the different techniques and then kind of check in and see what's skillful right now. So if there's a lot of confusion and doubt, then coming back to the grounding. If there's a lot of settledness and calmness and stillness, then maybe just being with the breath. If the mind is really showing, then giving a little more attention to that. If the mind is there but not really strong, or you know, or just kind of in the background, then leave it there and stay with the body. So keeping simple and not feeling that you have to do everything. Okay, so let's begin now with contact of the ground. You can begin by checking the posture, just having the body reasonably straight, upright, but relaxed. Letting the arms and the shoulders relax and the hands resting on the knees or on the lap. Eyes gently closed or partly closed or open. And bringing the attention to the contact with the ground. And as you feel settled and feel grounded, when there's a clear awareness of that experience of the contact with the ground, then you can shift the focus to other forms of mindfulness of body. Walking meditation, bringing the attention into the feet, really allowing the awareness to settle in the sensations of the feet, the experience of the feet, feeling the sensations in the feet and feeling the contact with the ground. And the object in the walking meditation is simply to be mindful of walking. So it's not about getting anywhere. Doesn't matter how far you walk or don't walk. Doesn't matter how long it takes you to get from here to there. It's simply being present in each step. So taking one step at a time, being present in that one step. Feeling the movement of the feet through the air, feeling the contact with the ground. Generally, it's helpful to really slow the walking down, just to walk as slowly as possible and keeping the attention with the experience in the feet. But if you find that walking slowly seems to take a lot of effort, if it's really a struggle to walk slowly, then begin by walking at a more normal walking pace, still keeping the attention in the feet, but walking at a more normal walking pace, and then see if you can just gradually allow the walking to slow down. The walking should feel almost effortless. It shouldn't be a struggle to walk. You know, if you're just going out for a walk somewhere, maybe going out for a walk with a friend, or on a nice day you go for a walk, or you're at the beach and you go for a walk along the beach. You know, the legs move and the body walks without making effort. It doesn't take a lot of effort. It's not a struggle. And so the same here in the walking meditation, really just allowing the body to walk and finding a pace at which you can walk with that effortlessness so that it's not a real struggle. Okay, and remembering that it's just walking. Sometimes we kind of experiment and see, well, what's it like to take big, huge steps? Or what's it like to walk backwards? Or what if I blindfold myself? Or lift my legs really high in the air? It's good entertainment, but just walk. Okay, so this period now is for walking and for some meetings. Okay, Molly's just giving me a reminder. If you're giving attention to the breathing in the sitting meditation, if you're using the experience of the breath in the sitting meditation, to choose the one place, to choose one place where you feel the breath, and not to be jumping around. And what we notice in choosing one place is that we might choose a particular place to connect with the breath because at that point it's clear, it's obvious, it's easy to connect with the experience. But as we give attention there, it will change. And at some point it may not be so easy to feel the breath. And the temptation at that point is to check out somewhere else and find what's easy. But what's most valuable in the practice is just to stay steady in that same place and cultivate a steadiness with change. And cultivate a steadiness through the experience of the changing sensations, the changing experience. Staying steady with easiness and with difficulty. Staying steady with gross sensation and with subtle sensation. So just to choose one place and always use that same place. Okay, so it's time now for walking.